Module 6, The Deeper You Dig, The Taller You'll Stand. Wanting something bad enough will not make it happen. Hoping for something different will not get you the results you desire. Simply working harder or working longer hours will not yield the results you desire. You will always remain where you are unless, and it is a big unless, you change your thinking. Your brain and your mind harness great power, and you can certainly change your situation by tapping into this power to change your thinking. After all, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. Recently, while in Dubai on business, I had the opportunity to tour the Burj Khalifa, currently the tallest building in the world. While exploring this structure, I learned a valuable life lesson. The higher you want to soar, the deeper you must first dig. In order to build a structure that soars 160 stories tall, the builders had to first dig very deep within the earth to stabilize the foundation. Extraordinary results are often preceded by extraordinary challenges. Digging deep within yourself or digging deep into a situation isn't easy, but it is necessary to establish the foundation upon which to build your success. Know that as you envision a life bigger than you've ever imagined before, you probably will encounter challenges greater than you've ever faced before. This is a common experience for people who are stretching to reach for something greater, something more. But as you navigate these passages and begin digging deeper than you've ever dug before, know that these challenges don't mean that you are off course, but rather they are confirmation that you are precisely on target and right on course. Digging deeper means changing the way you see obstacles, challenges, and adversity. You may stumble on your way to creating the life you want, but imagine that the barrier is just one more layer of earth that you must dig up and break through to get to your core. Once the core of your desire is uncovered, you'll gain a level of clarity about your purpose and dreams that is almost unshakable. When you start building your life, you'll experience challenges along the way, much like the building of an extraordinary structure. The winds will blow. The storms of life with torrential rain will pounce on you and threaten your success. But it is during this time of discomfort and challenge that you must press forward. Having your vision rooted deeply in your core will allow you to stand unshakable during these difficult times. It is reassuring to know that no matter what your past or present situation, no matter how many times you have previously failed, you have the power to make a U-turn and proceed onto the entrance ramp of the highway of success. When you think about what it takes to be a winner, when you look at people who have overcome great adversity to taste the joys of success, they have one thing in common: the ability to use their thoughts to yield exceptional results. They develop mental power and remove the words "I can't," "I won't," "I couldn't" from their vocabulary and replace them with words like "I can," "I will," and "I could." People who use their power will take their dreams and make them come true. They are fearless in their drive and will take immediate, massive, repeatable action and will never give up until they can say that they're living their dreams. On the other hand, people who lack this ability still have the same yearnings and desires as everyone else, yet they stay stuck and they remain unfulfilled. They never make their dreams come true. Their lives are an endless series of what-if questions that lead them nowhere. Here are a few what-if questions designed to shift your thinking and inspire you to use your personal power. What if you are not joyful today because you were not thankful yesterday? And what if you are blessed tomorrow because you were grateful today? What if you are not inspired and motivated today because you were not committed and disciplined yesterday? And what if you are inspired and motivated tomorrow because you were committed and disciplined today? What if you were never able to see a rainbow because you were too busy complaining about the rain? And what if today you couldn't experience the warmth of the sun because you focus on the coldness of the shadow? What if there were no more books tomorrow because you didn't take time to read today? And what if there were no life-changing tapes today because you didn't take time to record your experiences yesterday? What if your prayers were not answered tomorrow because you didn't listen to your heart today? And what if you did not follow your true calling today because you did not hear the phone ring yesterday? What if life does not give you what you want today because you didn't ask for it yesterday? And what if life will give you anything you want tomorrow if you would simply ask for it today? What if you have gotten today 10 times what you gave yesterday? And what if you could get tomorrow 10 times what you gave today? What if you are not getting the message today because you didn't listen to the messenger yesterday? And what if you don't get the message tomorrow because you didn't listen to the messenger today? What if your life today is a reflection of your thoughts yesterday? And what if your thoughts today are a reflection of your life tomorrow?